Welcome to NASA Storytellers, an ongoing informational podcast presented by the National Association of State Approving Agencies. You will hear the stories of the men and women who are charged with protecting and safeguarding the integrity of the GI Bill. In each episode, listeners will hear from different NASA members who will share the details of their personal journeys and what makes them so committed to the cause of protecting the GI Bill. Learn how their efforts have benefited so many people. Episode 1, a conversation with Barry Good of the Georgia State Approving Agency. Your interviewer is Mike Criscolo of the Connecticut State Approving Agency.
Well, my name is Barry Good. I retired from the military in 2015. One of the major things that I dealt with as a transitioning service member was being the head of a household. Mm-hmm. So you go immediately from, being a provider to being out of work. Mm-hmm. And so that was a really terrifying experience. But one thing that I do want to let veterans know that I experienced is that you have to trust the process. Mm-hmm. There are institutions that are out there to support veterans as they transition from active duty to civilian life, such as the Georgia Department of Labor, the Veterans Services there, Military One Source, the VA. There are so many avenues that are dedicated to support veterans that if you just trust the process, go through it step by step by step, they'll eventually get you where you gotta go. So
in your transition and your retirement from the military, you talked about going from having something to do every day, having nothing to do. What was that like, and what was the main thing that helped you get out of that, where it made you that transition to go towards being successful after military experience?
Well, one thing, because you're still trained, so one thing that helped me out was that I kept an objective. I kept a mission, to work toward a mission. So in doing that, I helped out in the community. I mentored children. I did things to keep me mission oriented, and in doing that, I was able to keep the discipline and the focus, and not worry so much about things that weren't happening, mm-hmm. as they should have. So it was a learning experience, but it was well worth it.
And the community was welcoming. We talk a lot about the language between the military and the civilian side. Mm-hmm. Did you find that when you stepped into that role to maybe be support children and mentor children, that it was accepting?
Well, one thing I had to learn was to tone it down. Mm-hmm. Usually being in the military, you want to be very vocal, you want to present yourself, mm-hmm. in an effective fashion. But a lot of times, in the civilian sector, being gentle and discreet in your actions, it gets you a lot further. So especially working with the kids, a lot of kids have gone through traumatic experiences in their lives. So you really just want to, talk to them, let you know what you've been through. And one of the organizations that I volunteer with is called TAPS, Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. And a lot of the kids, they lost their loved ones in the war or whatever. So I learned a lot.
Did you reach out to become part of that, or did you?
I reached out.
Recruited? Okay.
Reached out.
That's fantastic. So how has your military experience helped you in what you do with the State Approving Agency as far as helping veterans? Do you feel that was a great help to you?
Right, because like I mentioned earlier, the transition for me was not a solo endeavor. There were veterans associations with me step by step by step. So the best way I can give back to a veteran is to help a veteran.
Right. So it sounds like, I have a feeling where your message is going to be. It's trust the process.
Trust the process.
A lot of people resist the process. And when someone comes to you and says, I don't trust the process, what would you tell them?
Trust the process.
Yeah. That the biggest obstacle is actually believing in it and committing yourself to it.
Yes.
So that's fantastic. Well, this has been very helpful, and the message is great. Is there anything else that you'd like to send a message out? No? You did a great job, Barry. Appreciate it. Awesome.
You've been listening to the NASA Storytellers Podcast, production of National Association of State Approving Agencies. For more information, please visit NASAA-vetseducation.com. NASA Storytellers, their stories, our stories. Thanks for listening.